USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Prior to my becoming president, it was a very, very bad situation, a very dangerous situation for South Korea, for North Korea, for the world.
President Trump referring there to relations with North Korea after he makes history becoming the first sitting U.S. president to step onto North Korean soil. The president meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between South and North Korea early today. The two leaders then shaking hands and walking 22 steps into the North Korean side.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure.
He says the two also agreed to restart stalled denuclearization talks.
We're going to have teams. They're going to meet over the next few weeks, and they're going to start a process, and we'll see what happens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Severe weather expected today over the northern plains and upper Midwest. Residents warned of flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging winds, as well as possible tornadoes. There was some severe weather in New York's tri-state area late yesterday, including on Staten Island, where this woman says,
all the trees were bent, the rain was slanted, the winds were, it was like a hurricane.
Tens of thousands evacuating an area surrounding a volcano in Papua New Guinea after several eruptions, which began last Wednesday, have sent volcanic ash racing down the slope. No casualties reported, but the eruptions have destroyed plantations and wells, leaving villagers without food and water. Police in Portland, Oregon say opposing groups of political protesters, including members of Antifa and members of the Proud Boys, created violence in the streets last night. Police had to use pepper spray to restore order. Three arrests were made. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the 9/11 first responders who was lobbying Congress just a few weeks ago has died. Luis Alvarez, a former Marine and 20-year veteran of the NYPD, entered hospice care days after he appeared before Congress beside comedian Jon Stewart, asking for funds on behalf of six 9/11 first responders. U.S. election security, the focus of the Democrats' weekly address, delivered by California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, urging the Senate to pass what's called the SAFE Act.
We call upon Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate to join with House Democrats and pass these essential bipartisan bills. Together, we can and must defend our national security.
Lofgren says collusion or not, it's clear the Russians meddled in the 2016 elections and are trying to meddle in next year's. She says that's why these bills are so important.
The SAFE Act makes meaningful investments to upgrade the security of voting systems across the country by replacing outdated, vulnerable voting machines, requiring paper ballot voting systems, enacting strong cybersecurity requirements for election technology vendors.
And Wimbledon opens tomorrow, and British forecasters say luckily a heat wave that region's been feeling for the past week or so is expected to break by then. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.